Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Vern Grindstaff with Yancey Hospice and Palliative Care.
Vern, it's good to see you. How are things going? I know we just finished up Thanksgiving and we're heading well on our way to Christmas. It's a special time over at Yancey Hospice, isn't it?
It is a special time, Bruce. This is the time of year when all of our team at Yancey Hospice gets together and we decide how we're going to make a Merry Christmas for all of our patients who may be less fortunate than many of us and may not have a gift at Christmas this year. A lot of our patients live on the bare minimum, and it might just be their Social Security check, and that's all they have.
How can folks in the community that might want to help you guys celebrate a better Christmas with hospice patients?
Well, Bruce, we're very fortunate to have a close relationship with Bubba and Craig Howell and Chris Autry and all those guys at Bubba's Good Eats.
Mm-hmm.
And last year was our first year for the Yancey Hospice Giving Tree, and Bubba allowed us to put a tree in his restaurant with angels on the tree that represent our patients and a necessity-type gift that they might need. And so what folks could really do to make a difference is stop by Bubba's, have lunch or dinner, and before they leave, take an angel off the tree that represents one of our hospice patients and the gift that they could use.
So now, if they were to do that, what type of gifts? Can you give me a couple of examples of what maybe some folks have asked for?
Absolutely. You know, again, it's the bare necessities for many of our patients. It might be a pair of fuzzy socks that'll keep their feet warm, a little lap blanket. It actually might be a CD with some of their favorite music because a lot of our patients kind of connect with music when they listen to it.
Well, that's neat. So, again, each angel has a few ideas, something like that, so that folks will kind of know what they need to get. If I pick up an angel this week, when do I need to have it back, and how do you work all of that?
So the best thing to do is, again, pick that angel up, purchase the gift, keep the angel, and either staple or tape that angel to your gift bag mm-hmm. or to your present, however you choose to wrap that gift, and take it back, put it under the tree at Bubba's, and as long as we have that gift back by December the 17th at 5 o'clock p.m., we're good to go.
Okay, well, that's a wonderful thing, and if folks want more information about that or any other of the Christmas activities or any activities at Yancey Hospice, how's a good way to get a hold of somebody?
Best way is to give us a call. You can call me directly at 467-3369.
Or they can call the office number at 682-9675. 682-9675. As you know, Yancey Hospice and Palliative Care is located at 856 Georges Fork Road in Burnsville. Have you got any other activities or anything planned for your patients this year?
We've got several activities planned. Jacob Willis is our community planning director, so to speak, and he'll be going into the facilities and providing Christmas activities for all of our patients who live in the facilities.
So. Okay. So there's lots going on. And again, if folks want more information, then get in touch. But the main thing to do, go by Bubba's, get that angel, and have it back by
December the 17th. And Bruce, we had such a great year with this last year. We want to say thank you to everyone who made this possible last year. Thank you to everyone who's going to go by this year and get an angel off the tree, because this really makes a special Christmas for our patients who may not otherwise get a good Christmas.
Okay. Well, Vern, thank you for what you do, and thanks for stopping by a minute.
Thank you, Bruce. Always good to see you, friend.
Wanted to thank Vern Grindstaff for stopping by and talking to us a little bit about the Giving Tree at Yancey Hospice and Palliative Care. But to be fair, I do want to remind you, there are lots of angel trees out there right now. Most of the facilities in the area, like Bryan Center, Smoky Ridge, Mitchell House, folks like that, they all have angel trees of one form or another. So stop by the facility that you go by most often and get an angel or two and help spread the joy of Christmas this year. Again, thank you to Vern Grindstaff of Yancey Hospice and Palliative Care for stopping by and visiting with us today. Merry Christmas, and thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.